Thank you for tuning in to IGH 260, a one chapter per week, 260 week, 5-year long study of the New Testament. Today's broadcast, lesson number 2 of week number 45, studying Luke chapter 1. As we begin, these reminders. Our free materials are always available by clicking the word free at internationalgospelhour.com. For text updates, text IGHFREE, all one word, to this number, 55222. To study the Bible online, go to IGH.worldbibleschool.org or click the online courses link at internationalgospelhour.com. To study the Bible by mail, call us toll free at this number, 1-855-IGH-6988, to receive a free 30-lesson Bible study series. Or use the contact form at internationalgospelhour.com to request that series. To access all of these IGH 260 programs, go to internationalgospelhour.com/IGH260. Remember, throughout Luke, indeed throughout all four Gospels, as well as through all of the New Testament, remember the divine directive that says, here's where you are, here's where you need to be. Move. That divine directive can be summed up in the New Testament with these three words, faith, repentance, baptism. Each of those three words enjoins a starting place that never ends. Faith, biblical saving faith, in order for it to be what God wants it to be, it will always continue in the direction that God wants it to go. That kind of faith, biblical saving faith, that kind of faith never stops. And repentance, the fruit of godly sorrow that leads to salvation, according to what Paul wrote the church at Corinth, 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 10, repentance, it never stops. And baptism, our death to self and our death to sin, and then alive to and alive for Christ, that initial obedience, baptism, has never been a one-time, one-off act of faithful obedience. No, baptism has always inherently called for our complete and our ongoing, that is, our daily surrender to Jesus from that point forward. We cannot love, we cannot respect, serve, nor honor Father, Son, and Spirit apart from these modeling Jesus elements. In our last program, we introduced the brief outline of Luke chapter 1, and then we started working our way through the expanded outline. To give a bird's eye view of where we are in the chapter, we start today with a brief outline, and then we take up just where we left off in the much longer extended outline. Here's our brief outline of Luke chapter 1, verses 1 through 4, Luke's introduction and Luke's purpose as written to Theophilus, verses 5 through 25, the birth of John the Baptizer, the announcement made to Zechariah, verses 26 through 38, the birth of Jesus the Christ, the announcement made to Mary, verses 39 through 56, Mary visits Elizabeth, verses 57 through 66, the birth of John the Baptizer, John's birth fulfilled, the dedication of John, he will be called John, and finally, verses 67 through 80, the prophecy of Zechariah. As our last broadcast closed, we were in the fourth section, Luke chapter 1, verses 39 through 56, Mary visits Elizabeth. We return to that part of the chapter now. Luke 1, 39 through 56, Mary visits Elizabeth. In verses 39 through 41, Mary traveled to visit Elizabeth. Verse 39, Mary went to the hill country of Judah. Verse 40, she went to and into Zechariah's house. Mary greeted Elizabeth there. Verse 41, as Mary greeted Elizabeth, Elizabeth's unborn son leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Verses 42 through 45, Elizabeth prophesied about Mary. Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, spoke these words to Mary, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." Verse 43, "But why is this granted to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" Verse 44, "For indeed, as soon as the voice of your greeting sounded in my ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy." Verse 45, "Blessed is she who believed, for there will be a fulfillment of those things which were told her from the Lord." Verses 46 through 56, Mary's prophetic song of praise, magnifying the Lord. Verse 46, when Elizabeth ended her prophetic message directed toward Mary, Mary spoke. In the first part of Mary's message, she said that she magnified the Lord. Verse 47, that her spirit rejoiced in God my Savior. Verse 48, she rejoiced because God, though she was a lowly maidservant, regarded her by choosing her to be the mother of the Son of God, and because generations after her would call me blessed. Verse 49, the mighty God, she said, has done great things for me. Holy is his name. Verse 50, God shows mercy to everyone who respects him, and God does so throughout generations. Verse 51, God demonstrates strength, and God has humbled the proud. Verse 52, God has brought down their thrones, and God has exalted the lowly. Verse 53, God fed the hungry with good things, but he has refused to bless the rich who depend on themselves. Verse 54, God has helped Israel, and God has always remembered to show his mercy. Verse 55, just as he promised to our ancestors, first to Abraham, but then to all of Abraham's seed. Verse 56, Mary stayed with Elizabeth about 3 months, and then she returned to Nazareth. Verses 57 through 66 of Luke chapter 1, the birth of John the Baptizer, John's birth fulfilled, the dedication of John, he will be called John. Verses 57 and 58, John's birth fulfilled. Verse 57, at the end of her pregnancy, Elizabeth brought forth a son. Verse 58, her neighbors and family members, realizing that God had shown great mercy to her, rejoiced with her. Verses 59 through 66, the dedication of John, he will be called John. Verse 9, when John was 8 days old, he was taken to be circumcised. The intention was that the child would be named after his father, Zechariah. Verse 60, Elizabeth, though, said, "No, he shall be called John." Verse 61, those who thought it would be Zechariah said to Elizabeth, "You have no one in your family called John." Verse 62, to settle the matter, they inquired of Zechariah what the child would be called. Verse 63, Zechariah asked for something to write on, and he wrote, "His name is John." That amazed the people present. Verse 64, at that moment Zechariah began to speak, and as he spoke, he praised God. Verse 65, people who heard of these events spread the news throughout Judea. Verse 66, and they wondered, as they kept them in their hearts, what will this child be like? Verses 67 through 80 of Luke chapter 1, the prophecy of Zechariah. Verse 67, shortly after Zechariah wrote, "His name is John," and his tongue was loosed, he spoke, praising God. See verse 64. And then, filled with the Holy Spirit of God, Zechariah began to prophesy. Verses 68 through 75, his prophecy first praised God for blessing Israel. Verse 68, God was to be blessed because he visited and redeemed Israel. Verse 69, because he raised up a horn of salvation through David. Verse 70, because he had prophesied since the world began. Verse 71, that God would save his people from their enemies. Verse 72, and so fulfill the promises he made, that is, God made, to the fathers by keeping his covenant. Verse 73, a covenant that was first made to Abraham. Verse 74, a covenant that promised to deliver God's people from their enemies so that God's people could serve God without fear. verse 75, so that God's people would serve God in holiness and in righteousness all of their life. Verse 76 through 80, Zechariah's prophecy second addressed the work of his son John. Verse 76, John, though at that moment only a child, would be called the prophet of the highest. He would go before the Lord, and he would prepare the ways of the Lord. Verse 77, he, John, would teach God's people about salvation, teach them how their sins would be forgiven. Verse 78, John would teach that salvation would come through God's mercy, when the light of his truth, most fully represented in the person of the Christ, when the light of his truth would come to God's people. Verse 79, John would teach that that light, that person, the Christ, would give light to those who were in darkness and to those who lived in fear of death. And finally, verse 80 of Luke chapter 1, the last verse in the chapter, that child John grew up, became strong in the Spirit, and he lived in the deserts until the start of his ministry to the nation of Israel. Let's start our more in-depth study of Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1, verses 1 through 4, Luke's introduction and Luke's purpose as written to Theophilus. Luke, the third gospel narrative in the New Testament, targets a different audience and employs a different style than either Matthew or Mark. Yet, Luke's objective, Luke's purpose for writing, remains the same. Jesus, the perfect man, was also the Son of God and Savior of mankind. In our brief outline of the chapter, we outline the text sequentially rather than thematically. That means that as the text moved forward linearly, word by word, verse by verse, thought by thought, we summarized it. Burkhoff, however, in addressing the book of Luke as a whole, outlined it as follows. First, the advent of the divine man, chapter 1, verse 1, through chapter 4, verse 13. Second, the work of the divine man for the Jewish world, chapter 4, verse 14, through chapter 9, verse 50. Third, the work of the divine man for the Gentiles, chapter 9, verse 51, through chapter 18, verse 30. Fourth, the sacrifice of the divine man for all mankind, chapter 18, verse 31, through chapter 23, verse 49. And then finally, fifth, the divine man, Savior of all nations, chapter 24. In our next broadcast, we will take up at this point and continue our study of Luke chapter 1. We hope that you can join us at that time.